Today's episode is brought to you by Wise, the account that helps you manage your money around the world, which is huge for travelers. I've been a customer and a fan for 10 years. The Wise account helps you send, spend, and receive in different currencies fast, and they do it all without hidden fees or exchange rate markups. This service has been so critical for me in my life as a traveler, as a nomad, as somebody living abroad. And you can join 16 million customers and learn how the Wise account can help you out on the road at wise.com/travel. That's Wise, WISE.com/travel, or download the app. This episode of Zero to Travel is brought to you by the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder with 7 drive modes. The Pathfinder's available intelligent 4x4 is built for even the most epic journeys. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
You're listening to the Zero to Travel podcast, where we explore exciting travel-based work, lifestyle, and business opportunities, helping you to achieve your wildest travel dreams. Now your host, world wanderer and travel junkie, Jason Moore.
Hey, what's up? It's Jason here with ZeroToTravel.com. Welcome to the show, my friend. Thanks for hanging out, letting me bring a little travel into your ears today. This is a show to help you travel the world on your terms, to fill your life with as much travel as you desire, no matter what your situation or experience. And I want to share a quick personal story. This is a short episode to announce a series we're putting out this month that can really help you out, depending on where you are, maybe now, maybe in the future. It's about travel jobs. And I'm so fortunate that I've recorded now, I think, 600 plus podcasts. And I've decided with my associate producer, Caitlin, to bring some of those back, because I know we're getting new listeners all the time, or even some of you that have been listening for a while. Some of the episodes are deep in the feed, or, you know, they're older. And they're still evergreen. They still have got incredible content that can help you travel the world. And we decided to put together a theme month this month for travel jobs. This is the thing that allowed me to see the world, save more money than I ever thought possible, at least for me. When I came out of college, I had $20,000 plus in student debt. I had this travel dream to see the world, but no clue how to achieve it. And what I realized, although kind of inadvertently, at some point, I was like, well, why don't I just get a job that forces me to travel, that pays me to be on the road? Because then I get to travel and get paid, and I can pay my bills. We got bills to pay, right? Maybe you're listening to this right now. You've got bills to pay, and perhaps you even have a lot of debt. People are telling you not to travel. And I know back then, remote work wasn't as big of a thing, but there are a lot of different jobs, not just where you can work remotely and kind of set your own travel schedule, but jobs that get you out on the road or doing different types of things where you have a totally different experience. You can think seasonal jobs like being a rafting guide or working in a national park or working at a ranch or something like that. You can think about traveling jobs like, yes, of course, airline jobs, but I worked in event marketing as an event tour manager, traveling with touring events. I have worked as a tour manager for a band. I've been an adventure travel tour guide. I spent a summer working at a Disney theme park. There are a lot of ways to get paid to see the world. And you can land a job where travel's built in, or a job that allows you the opportunity to have a different experience. And this is the thing that really kickstarted my life of travel, is taking this question of how am I going to travel and realizing I had bills to pay, and then just saying, why don't I just do something that pays me to travel and be out on the road? And there's some myths around this too. And that's what I wanted to highlight here. I just wanted to let you know about this series that's coming. We're going to take some great episodes we've recorded all about different travel jobs and put them out onto the feed on Thursdays this month. And check out the ones you want to check out. Again, I think even if this isn't right for you right now, perhaps this is something you want to do in the future. I know a lot of people who have not done these types of things, and then later in life they do them. I know people that have done them when they're younger. Maybe they come back to them. It depends on where you are in life. But this is one of the myths I wanted to touch. I'm going to touch on 3 myths about travel jobs. First of all, that idea that this is just for younger people. It's not. I mean, you see in national parks, you see in different places, there are seasonal workers of all ages. You see touring events and, for example, in music, Disney on Ice. There's all these things that travel around. There are people all ages working these events. It's not just for younger people. So I think that's the first thing I want to do, is just kind of open your mind there to what's possible. Secondly, I think there's this perception that these types of jobs are hard to get, and they're hard to get like any other job is hard to get. It's really, the way I see it, not more competitive, because it's actually most people want to stay home, believe it or not. I think in our little bubble here, it's like, well, everybody must want to get paid to travel. You know, that must be such a hard gig to get. But most people don't want to travel full time in that way, or be on the road for months out of the year, or be like a traveling salesman or whatever. Most people just want to be home in their community. And that gives you an edge. If you're somebody that's open to the experience, I really think that's half the battle with a lot of these companies that are hiring. They want to make sure they're people that can withstand the rigors of the road, that they're flexible, and that they're willing to get out there and do that. Not a lot of people are willing to spend a lot of time on the road, but you might be the opposite. You might be somebody like, hey, send me on the road as much as you possibly can. That was me. I was traveling full time doing some of these jobs. I drove the Meow Mix Mobile. It was like a giant, I think Dumb and Dumber. It was like a giant cat looking van. It was a van turned into a cat with whiskers, and the speakers were ears. It was crazy. I drove that all around the country a couple times. I drove a double-decker bus. We were doing this makeover promotion at Walmart. All these things were so random, and they seemed random. And I'd get a lot of people coming up to me and asking, how do you get a job like this? And I'd be happy to help people, but almost nobody took the advice. The industry I'm referring to, by the way, that I was working in was the experiential marketing or event marketing industry. And that's where I was in charge of these events. I did an event where I was traveling to different zoos around the US, and we were doing a promotion for an allergy medication at different zoos. I did a job where I was living in Mexico for a month, working at spring break. All of these random jobs are out there. That's the promotional marketing world, but that's just one example of an industry where they send you out on the road. Not a lot of people want to go on the road for months out of the year. So those jobs might be available to you if you're somebody who's willing. And the last myth, I think, is that, you know, I have too much debt. This isn't going to set me up for life. That's hard to say, but I will say that I saved more money than I would have if I was living a traditional life by working on the road, because I found industries where my abilities were valued, my skills were valued. I was willing to go out on the road. I was fairly easy to work with, and I did a good job, and I got paid for that job pretty well. Those jobs, even though they were freelance jobs, they weren't full-time jobs, but they'd be like, you know, 9 months, 10 months out of the year type of contracts. And because I never had to pay for gas, I never had to pay for a place to live because I was living in hotels, all of those expenses were paid for. I only could travel with a suitcase and a small backpack and my guitar. And so I couldn't buy a lot of things. I didn't want to buy a lot of things. So therefore, all of those things added up to me saving a lot more money than I would have if I had to pay rent and electricity bills and all this stuff. And I lived that way for a decade. I spent a decade as a nomad on the road doing these traveling jobs and experiences and in between traveling overseas. And it really allowed me to save up money to buy a condo eventually and, you know, settle down a bit more. But I don't think, I'm pretty convinced, I mean, I don't have the sliding doors thing. I can't live in an alternative lifetime and see what would have happened. But it would have been a lot harder for me to pay off my college debt, which I did in half the time, to save up money for more traveling, to eventually buy a house, make some investments, things like that, without traveling on the road and being able to save so much money without having all of the bills. And so there are perks there when you think about even some of these seasonal jobs that are, maybe some of them are not as high paying. Let's say you go be a dishwasher at a national park or something, but if your boarding is covered, your room and board is covered, I should say, and you know, a lot of your activities are nature-based and you're not spending a lot of money and you're able to save it all, again, this is not for everybody in every stage of life, but I think this is valuable information to have for a lot of people that want to build a life of travel. And whether you're there right now and this sounds appealing to you, or maybe this is something for the future, you might just be curious to hear some people's stories, how you get into it, how you get like a cruise ship job and things like that. So anyway, we're going to republish some of those episodes this month so you can get that information, get that value, and use it if you want now or sometime in the future. So I hope you enjoy the travel job series we're bringing your way this month. If you have any questions, please let me know. I'd be happy to help out. Of course, you can always reach me on email. I have a voicemail box. And sign up for the newsletter if you haven't done so, zerototravel.com/newsletter. We can keep in touch off the podcast because I do send out a variety of travel lifestyle oriented tips and advice and links and things like that. And sometimes that includes, you know, travel jobs or nomad visas or all kinds of stuff like that. So you can sign up over there. Just a quick short episode for you to announce this series, get a little background as to why I thought it was important to publish this and give you a chance to learn about some new ways to see the world. So I hope this was helpful in introducing this theme for this month. And I want to do some more themes in future months. If you have any suggestions, please let me know. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to pull a quote out from the quote drawer to wrap this up. Let's see. I'm going to dig deep here. Who knows? You never know what you're going to get out of the quote drawer. Okay, Confucius? Sure. It is easy to hate and it is difficult to love. This is how the whole scheme of things works. All good things are difficult to achieve and bad things are very easy to get. Interesting. Okay. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the series this month. I should also mention, you know, this is in addition to our regular weekly episode on Tuesdays. I always put an episode out on Tuesdays at 6 a.m. The shows you're used to getting, but we are going to publish some additional shows on this theme on Thursdays this month. So I just wanted to clarify that one more time. I'll let you go now. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful day. Peace and love to you and yours. Cheers.
This podcast has been brought to you by ZeroToTravel.com. Ideas and advice to make your travel dreams a reality.